The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
James Beckwith Trio with Tachymeter here on The Blueprint, and that's from last year's Vortex Sessions EP. That's the Vortex Jazz Venue in North London, by the way. As promised, James joins me on The Blueprint. Welcome, sir. It's a lovely introductory EP, and we'll play another one from it a little bit later on. Well, we met when I saw you at Jazz in the Round at the Cockpit Theatre a few months back, and I wanted to get you in for a chat. And the EP, it turns out, is a prelude to the album you're planning. But as far as the recording went, how exactly does it work at the Vortex? Because anyone that knows it's a sort of smallish nighttime live music venue.
For the recording of the EP, we essentially hired out the Vortex during the day. They have these sessions you can book out. So we booked out the entire studio for the entire day and recorded pretty much the whole EP within one or two takes. We filmed it as well, and we have some promotional things from that. But it was a really great day. And leading up to that, we had a lot of music that I've been working on for the last several years. Before I moved to London, I used to live in Canada, and while I was there, I created a series of compositions based on my time sort of traveling and being an outsider in a new culture. I used to live in Montreal in Quebec in Canada, so I had a sort of strange language barrier. I didn't speak the language too well, and I found that a good way of outputting that slight frustration while learning French was to write music. And I formed the basis of what my trio became there. And then when I came back to England, I decided to create a band with some local players, including my friends Joe Downard and Harry Pope, who are two fantastic in-demand musicians who I'm grateful enough to play with on a regular basis.
We're going to talk more about your time in Canada. Your life, it appears to be completely surrounded by the instrument, the piano, in every shape and form. I saw you at Jazz in the Round, and the old cottage upright down there at the Cockpit Theatre is a million miles from the sort of pianos that you surround yourself with. You're a technician, you're an engineer, you're a piano tuner, you know the ins and outs of the mechanics of this machine, and yes. And that's basically what you do, isn't it?
That's the sort of thing. When I finished my undergraduate degree at Leeds, I thought, well, you know, this is the big bad world of music. It's scary, it's ruthless, and it's hard. So I kind of thought, how am I going to earn a living doing this? And I'd love to make a living fully from playing gigs, but sadly, that's just not the way it seems to be happening at the moment. But hopefully, we'll get there. But so piano technicians, for me, that's actually the reason I went out to Canada. I went to study, and I really found it quite strange how most other people who play their instruments know how the mechanics work, or at the very least how to change a string or how to repair any minor issues. But with the piano, no one knows, and it's such a complicated instrument that it's a really, really new area that I was studying. So, for example, I'm like the mechanic is to the race car driver. You know, I can get under the hood and tinker with the piano. I'm thinking about some creative projects where I can combine these two elements, and hopefully that's where the trio will go.
You're the Lewis Hamilton with the spanner and the work suit.
Maybe not quite Lewis Hamilton, but yeah, it's amazing to be able to understand the instrument that you work on to a high level. And you know, it came from being like, well, I'm on a gig at a jazz club, and this battered old upright is really out of tune. Like, how am I gonna play this? I either bring a keyboard or I learn how to tune it myself, and that way I could kind of get by.
So you end up just sort of taking the key and bashing away and tuning it just before you get on it.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Although hopefully it's been done beforehand, you know. But it really,
tune at the Barbican and all sorts of grandiose places.
Well, I used to work for Steinway, and with Steinway they naturally have the all the highest concert halls, Barbican, Wigmore,
top of
King's
the tree
place.
Yeah, fantastic.
So people actually call me up, and a lot of musicians, and are like, "Yeah, James, can you work on my piano?" And then I'm like, "Okay, great. Let's have a play afterwards, you know, let's have a jam and use this freshly tuned instrument to create some music." So it's a really nice way of reaching out into the community and playing with people.
Well, I know you're on a late night radio show here, but we're never too far away from a piano. So we have a Yamaha Grand, and something I did for the first time a few weeks back is invited Jeff Eales to play it, and I'd like to invite you onto our Yamaha here at Jazz FM. And I'm talking with James Beckwith, but let the fingers do the magic here on The Blueprint, and here's a little something that he's going to play for you. This is called PR. Take it away. Blueprint. James Beckwith, British pianist, joining me this week. We've already played Takemita from the Vortex Sessions EP, and that was PR solo piano. How's our piano holding up?
It's great. It's really nice. Yeah,
it's all in tune.
I think it's pretty new, actually.
You didn't even have to tune it. That's pretty good.
It was a pretty good shape before I got here, so that's always nice.
Composition is definitely your thing, I think, and you've done some large ensemble work composition, haven't you? Very much, as I understand, influenced by Maria Schneider and Gil Evans. What is it that turns you on about that sort of side of the music?
When I was doing my undergrad in Leeds, I was really into sort of big band composition, getting into the work of Gil Evans, Maria Schneider and Kenny Wheeler. I think there's something about, particularly in Gil Evans and Maria Schneider's case, the way of approaching the large ensemble that's completely different to the sort of standard sectional way you would write for a big band. So Gil Evans, for example, would happily substitute bass clarinet instead of baritone saxophone. He would replace the lead saxophones, altos, with clarinets or alto flutes. You replace trumpets with flugelhorns. So there's this amazing variety and richness of texture. And I think it almost becomes more orchestral. And seeing the ensemble more like an orchestra and less like a big band. And that's something which I'm really interested in at the moment, as I'm currently at Trinity doing the Masters in Composition and working with orchestras and working with other classical large ensembles. But I try not to see it in terms of classical and jazz. Ultimately, a lot of it is just music, and the ways that people approach it might be different, say improvisation or contemporary composition scored, but ultimately they are the same thing.
Well, I'm going to play your take on a song we all know and love a little bit later on, but let's have another one on the piano here on the Blueprint, James Beckwith, and this is called Top Impa. Thank you. James Beckwith, solo piano. There's a great EP. It's called The Vortex Sessions. Talking with James here on The Blueprint tonight. Top Impo, what's that, James?
So this is the kind of new direction, I think, that the trio is trying to head. It's not easy playing a composition that's for a trio on your own, especially one that's very open and ambient like this. The idea of this tune is really to pay homage to one of my favourite albums that's been released of late, which is Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. So the name of the tune, To Pimp a, kind of naturally stemmed
from this. Right.
Yeah, so it's a little... I'm a little bit of a fan of cheeky kind of tune names. But
Love it.
So with the kind of upcoming album that we're going to be working on, I think we're heading much more into a kind of groove-based direction. I'm really interested in working with synthesizers and electronic sounds as well as the piano. It's really nice to come back here and be able to play the acoustic instrument, because so many of our gigs are based in venues without pianos, so we end up playing synths and keyboards and all sorts of things. But it's going to be really exciting to see what we can come up with working in this new direction.
Also love it when virtuoso jazz stroke classical pianists say that they're heavily influenced and love the music of Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, it always comes up, that one, in popular reference.
Not to mention the fact that Robert Glasper, who's one of my sort of big influences, along with Tigran and Hamasyan and other contemporary pianists, he's naturally one of the main collaborators on that album. He's pretty much laying down all the keyboard parts. He's probably the best example of someone who's crossed in between the jazz and hip-hop worlds. He's really quite literally bridged the gap and gone from one to the other. But producers like Thundercat are almost heading the other way, and there's this really exciting connection between jazz and hip-hop happening at the moment. And with To Pimp a Butterfly specifically, the album is just so raw and timeless. I think it really defines what was happening in America at the time, and it really symbolizes a kind of new direction in the way that rap and hip-hop combined with lots of other types of music is going. And I would, while I'm not a rapper or a singer, I would very much like to incorporate those elements into my new album. So I'm looking to get spoken word, poetry, rap, things like this into the music, so maybe we can approach it from the jazz side.
Well, if you enjoyed hearing the EP music and also James' solo piano, you can go and check him out at the Job Centre in Deptford on the February the 4th. That's not an actual job centre.
I think it used to be.
It probably used to be.
Ironically, yeah.
It's a very cool gig that happens on a regular basis. February the 4th, is that going to be the trio?
Yes, that's the trio.
Trio plus, maybe, with extras. James Beckwith, great to have you on board.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and blessing us with your work on the piano. And as I mentioned, I was going to play your take on a song we'll all know already, Californication, the Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Favourite of yours?
Yes, well, I guess this came from pianists, New York players like Brad Meldow, people who would take Radiohead covers, and it's not uncommon now for jazz musicians to take pop tunes and sort of rework them in their own way. And I always really liked that tune, so we took it and we reharmonized it and created a sort of different flow to it. You'll recognize the melody, but hopefully the vibe and the feel will be slightly different.
Sounds like this.
Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM.